Dr. Philip Tu has a passion for educating young people about financial matters. He's Associate Professor of Finance in the Neil Griffin College of Business at Arkansas State. Tu is also the Director for the Center of Economic Education and Financial Literacy, and also is the Director of the Scarlet to Black Financial Literacy Program on the A-State campus. Last school year, Tu toured public schools around the state. He talked to elementary students through high school students about the importance of personal finance and how those young people can become entrepreneurs. Tu says he's going to continue that tour in the next school year, and he explains how this all got started.
One of the great things about being the director for the Center for Economic and Financial Literacy, I get to work with teachers and the K-12 teachers. And so I guess something that maybe other faculty have not done in the past in this position or at other schools is I've reached out to teachers and said, if you want me to come talk to your kids about economics, entrepreneurship, financial literacy, the stock market, let me know and I'll go. And I was expecting maybe one or two teachers to say, hey, we'd love to have you. And it got to the point where I think last year I had close to 40 teachers from different schools literally around the state reach out to me and say, we'd love to have you come. So, you know, I spent a day down at Hot Springs at Lakeside High School talking to their students. I've been up to Springdale talking to their students. I've been to towns that I never knew existed and would not be able to find without a GPS. So I can now say I've been to Cato Hills, and I know where Cato Hills High School is.
And Tu says he enjoys taking something that can be as complex as finance and make it simple so everyone understands.
You know, what I try to go down and talk to them about is when I talk to the kids, and it's been from third graders through 12th graders, is trying to let them understand that these concepts that are big concepts that, you know, adults talk about all the time are things they can understand and comprehend as well. So, you know, we'll talk about economics and what it really means, and we'll talk about the stock market and what, you know, I've talked to third graders about the stock market. That's probably one of my favorite groups to talk to are the elementary kids about the stock market. We love going in talking with them because they get excited about it. And we have a fun time, and the teachers are always very panicked that I'm going to be stressed, that their little kids kind of, they don't sit still. And I said, evidently, you've never taught college. They never sit still either. So,
Tu tells why this kind of education is important to get into the public schools.
We live in an area that has one of the largest unbanked populations in the country, which means that in the Arkansas Delta region, in the Memphis metropolitan area, we have a high percentage of our population that have no bank account whatsoever. So they're outside the financial system at all. And you have larger poverty regions in this area. And so part of me is I want to go out and help teach and show, you know, you need to know this stuff to make, so you have the knowledge to make better financial decisions. But the other thing, and this is when I talk about what we're doing here on campus with the Scarlet to Black program, is the same thing I tell the students. It's great if you have the knowledge, but you then have to make the next step and make a change in action. And I tell everybody, I know with 100% certainty donuts are bad for you. I understand that. However, that doesn't mean I act accordingly to that fact. I currently have like 365 frequent points at Krispy Kreme. So I understand eating donuts bad, but it really doesn't affect, you know, I really don't make the actions to help that. So that's what I'm trying to focus on is it's great if you have the knowledge, and what a lot of the classes talk about are having the knowledge, but I want to focus on how they can actually incorporate the knowledge into making actions. It's great to know that you need to budget and you need to spend less than you make. But let's talk about what that means. I mean, for some people, a lot of the textbook materials make it seem very simple. Whereas, you know, well, you make a budget, you spend less than that, and it's, you know, there you go. And it's not as simple as that. So I'll try to go in and we talk about, you know, hey, I have less money. I'm spending more money than I need. What do I do? And, you know, one of the first things I talk about is, well, instead of saying let's cut money, one of the first things I say, let's figure out how to make more money. What skill or talent do you have that you could use to start your own business? And for a lot of the kids, they've never thought, I can start a business. So one of the things I do is every fall, I'll host a business plan competition for third graders through 12th graders. They have to come up with their own business ideas. And they come in here and we have workshops for them, but they also compete. And I throw them all in together. It's not like we have an elementary division in a high school. I tell them, in the real world, you got to compete against everybody. And the past 3 years, the teams that have won have been fifth or sixth graders. They've beaten the high school kids. And their business ideas have been great. I mean, there are these things that you go, these are great ideas. So we've had a young man from Piggott. We had two young ladies from Swifton Elementary. And they're beating the high school kids. And a lot of them, for the first time, they go, I can actually make money with this. And they are. A lot of their schools are letting them sell their products there. I had my favorite, these two young men from Micro Society here in Jonesboro. And they decided their business idea, actually it was three. Their business idea is a lot of kids like to have their sneakers perfectly white along the bottom edges of it, mm-hmm. as well as the Nike swoosh or the Adidas or whatever. They want that to be pristine white. These three kids, I believe, were fourth or fifth graders. They started, after listening to me talk, they started their shoe cleaning business at recess, where the two kids would be there cleaning the kids' shoes, and the other kid was the salesman. And this fella could sell anything to anybody. He was just on fire. And they made a couple of $100s doing this. And so they came and they presented that idea. I talked to him, and, you know, they knew me. Hey, Mr. Phil. Hey, Dr. Phil. How are you? And we're chatting a little bit. And I said, you know, I heard about y'all's idea. And I heard, you know, you're charging $5 a pair. That's great. I said, I may have to get mine done. Oh, Dr. Phil, you're rich. We can tell you're rich. We're going to charge you $5 per shoe. And I was so proud. I was like, oh, they've already learned how to price correctly as well. I said, I have corrupted the youth perfectly with these three young men right here. And we did high fives. We celebrated with that. So, I mean, they're having a great time with it.
And he says he would like to spread this kind of education to include families.
One of the major issues is a lot of this is generational. I mean, we'll see that the kids won't have a bank account because mom and dad never had a bank account, because grandma and grandpa never had a bank account. And you have to try to break that generational problem. So part of it is that I think we can do a better job at is not only reaching out to the kids, but getting mom and dad involved as well. So that's something how I'd like to see this expand in the next couple of years is when I go in and talk to the students, maybe do it to where I stay there in the evening and we invite some parents in and I do a presentation to them and we'll provide dinner. Hey, come here. We'll have some people, you know, watch and play with your kids while I talk about this and we'll get pizza for everybody. So that's kind of what I would like to see the next step be is, you know, explaining, hey, this is something not only can it help your life, it'll help your kids' life, and you really need to, you know, what can we do to get this to happen?
And he says similar education efforts are available through the Scarlet to Black program for those who are students at Arkansas State.
Scarlet to Black program started around 6 weeks ago, and Dr. Danfus, the chancellor, reached out to me about we have financial literacy issues here like we do at any other college or university. And as I have explained in my presentations that I talk to college students, the number one reason why students drop out of college is money. It's not calculus. It's not Shakespeare, which surprises me. I came from Mississippi in college. I assumed everybody dropped out because of William Faulkner because they don't understand what he's trying to say at any time. It just rambles like I do. And so that's what I kind of assume, but it's actually money. So we were putting together this program, and part will be directed towards our first-year students. We want to make sure that they understand early on how important this is. We don't want them making a mistake their first semester that they're going to be paying off for the next 15 years. So that is part of the situation. The second part of the situation is we're going to work with anybody, faculty, staff, anybody, students. We're going to have these programs where we're going to have lunch and learn programs throughout the year where anybody can come by. We'll do workshops. It may be how to buy a car. It may be how to make sure when you graduate, you don't have to move back in with mom and dad. The one that I have mentioned that I've gotten when I've talked to this to some of our incoming first-year students' parents, I've given presentations to them. And one of the ones that I did mention, I had a couple of the fathers look at me like they were going to shoot me, was how to make sure how you can get married on a budget. And I had to explain, we're not encouraging your 18-year-old children to get married right now. I mean when they're 45 and well into their career. Not now, dads. Please calm down. But, you know, you're just doing budgets, and it's things that it would be great if you knew how to do it, and there's not really, you know, there wasn't anything out there. You know, fortunately, I teach a class here every fall and spring, and that class is open to any undergraduate on campus, literally with a pulse. And it's looking at financial literacy issues from 18 years old until 45. We don't talk about estate planning. None of the college students ever think they're going to die. So estate planning never, and I tell them, I teach that in the spring. If you really want to take a horrible class, take my estate planning class. I hate it. The students hate it. It's nothing but death and taxes the whole time. It's horrible. So we don't talk about that. We talk about budgeting. We talk about buying a car. We talk about health insurance, life or property insurance. We talk about buying your first house. We talk about how to do taxes. So it's, you know, things that you need to know in this age range. And so that's, you know, we talk about when it comes to investing. I really bore my students because I'll have students come up to me, Dr. Tu, you're a finance professor. Where are you invested in? And my answer is always, I don't know. They're like, well, what stock? I'm in a mutual fund. I don't invest in individual stocks. But why? Because I don't like that. That's boring and it's risky and I don't like to do that. I don't have that much time on my.
And that's Dr. Philip Tu as he talks about the Scarlet to Black program and also the Howling Start to Your Future. That program is specifically for those who are incoming first-year students and their families. The Scarlet to Black program, which Scarlet stands for Smart College and Real Life Educational Training, will have events that will be taking place throughout this academic year to student, faculty, or staff members at Arkansas State. More information on that is available on our website at kasu.org.